Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Walker reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball towards center field. Butler fields the ball and throws to first. Tabler drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tabler. Gamble tags and scores. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo, who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Guillen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard bunts towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Law is hit by the pitch. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Chris Bando. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Willard now catching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.